where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day. Someone waits for.
Wait a minute, folks. You ain't heard nothing yet.
Hello, Al Jolson speaking.
Al, this is Ken Carpenter at the Kraft Music Hall. You're supposed to be over here.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour.
Buck Benny, the two-fisted, quick-triggered marksman who shoots from the hip and never misses.
Well, hello again. This is Buck Benny speaking, and yes, I'm still alive. So, it's 2019. Like I said, last week we're doing all kinds of remodeling on the house, and everything's torn up, and I haven't and I had a chance to do many podcasts, but I just could not let this episode go. You know, all season you listen to these podcasts, and folks love certain ones, and we have some great episodes. Tonight is probably maybe the best one we've had all year. I mean, the stars on this are some of my absolute favorites. The performance on the Railroad Hour is one of my favorite musicals. Rodgers and Hammerstein's State Fair, so that's going to be something to look forward to. We start the night out with Bing Crosby's show with his guest, Satchmo, Louis Armstrong. How do you get better than Louis Armstrong? It's really tough. He's had a resurgence, 25 years ago, I guess, when the movie came out, Sleepless in Seattle, that really kind of tuned in more modern audiences to the wonderful singing voice that he has. So unique, so powerful, so wonderful. And I'm just glad we've all got a chance to enjoy him. Now he's probably less known again. It's been 25 years. Isn't that crazy? It's been 25 years since Sleepless in Seattle. Anyway, after that, we have the Al Jolson Show, of course, with Oscar Levant, who's always on it and always wonderful. Such a great piano player, such a great comedian. And then their guests are Roy Rogers and Dale Evans. At this point, still pretty much sort of on their honeymoon because they were married in 1947, and now it's 1949, as these shows go. And the thing is with these shows, this is not like me collecting these great shows together. Oh, here's Louis Armstrong. Here's Roy Rogers. No, this is just a week's worth of radio that was back from the time. So this is from this week, 70 years ago, they had on Bing Crosby's show, Louis Armstrong as his guest, on Al Jolson's show, Roy Rogers and Dale Evans as his guests. And that was just the very next day, right? The 16th, March 16th, was Louis Armstrong and Bing Crosby. March 17th was Roy Rogers, Dale Evans, Al Jolson, Oscar Levant all together. And then on the 21st of March, there was Joe Stafford appearing in State Fair. Now, the only downside we have with State Fair is the sound quality at the beginning for the first 20 minutes or so, 15 minutes, is pretty shaky. You can still hear it. It just kind of goes in and out and up and down. But then it'll get much better throughout for the rest of the program after that. So that's the best I had, but I hope you enjoy it. Three great shows. I've done enough talking about this. Let's have these shows start up for us. I just want to thank you again, some of you folks that whenever I'm feeling down or not so great about the podcast or don't have time to put into it, somebody writes me a beautiful note saying how much they love it, how it's helped them be closer to their family. Just wonderful things, and I've gotten one of those recently, and it's been fantastic. And then somebody else will donate. In this case, we had a person donate $10 a month, every month, that they're willing to donate to the podcast because they love it so much. And that helps us so much pay all of our bills and everything, and to get that coming in on a time when I think I'm doing a lousy job on the podcast, that just shows me how great you folks are. So anyway, without further ado, here is one of the best shows of the season. Enjoy all three fantastic shows. We'll see you next week.
When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day. Someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter welcome you to Philco Radio Time, produced and transcribed at the Marine Memorial Theater in San Francisco with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra and Bing's guests, Peggy Lee, Louis Armstrong, Jack Teagarden, and Joe Venuti.
Ken, are you sure all my old buddies are here tonight?
Oh, they sure are, Bing.
Fine. Now introduce me.
Oh, no. Everybody knows you, Bing.
Do you realize that to a great segment of our population, Bing Crosby is just a cardboard cutout in a Philco dealer's window? And not a very attractive cutout either. With hair, though. Nothing. Bad side, bad angle.
Say, incidentally, Bing, I don't know why you made Philco go to all the trouble and the expense of having those cutouts made for the dealer's windows. Why can't you just go around and stand in those windows in person? Think of the money it'd save the company.
Ken, I haven't appeared in the store window since the time Jack Teagarden and I were locked out of our room at the Pennsylvania Hotel in New York, and we had to set up light housekeeping in the window of the Penn drugstore.
Ah, you and Teagarden locked out of your room for not paying your bill, huh?
No, I wouldn't say that. We were locked out because our room was placed under strict quarantine.
Quarantine?
Yes, our wallets were suffering from a severe case of beriberi. Malnutrition, you know.
Yes, I know. Why did you sleep in a drugstore window? Didn't Joe Venuti have a room?
Oh, no, he used to sleep in his fiddle case on a spaghetti mattress.
A spaghetti mattress?
Which he used to nibble on.
I'll never believe that.
You don't, huh? Why, to this day, if you serve Venuti a bowl of spaghetti, he'll lie down in it.
How long did you and Teagarden live in that drugstore window?
Oh, we were there for weeks, until one day Paul Whiteman came in and picked us up in a one-cent sale.
Well, how did Whiteman pick up Joe Venuti?
With a knife and fork at Nino and Nella's.
Yeah, how about Louis Armstrong, Bing? Did Whiteman snag him, too?
Oh, no, Louis had a room. What did he need with Whiteman? Oh. But now, Ken, Miss Peggy Lee approaches.
Ah, that's what I call a slick chick.
Ken, you're here in San Francisco to do a radio show. You're not here on a convention.
Any reason why I can't live a little?
Please, please. When a pretty girl walks up to the microphone, act like a gentleman, like this.
Show me.
Good evening, Miss Lee.
Miss Lee?
Yes.
Oh, now, Bing, just because I couldn't have lunch with you, you don't have to give me the ice.
It's not that, Peg. It's just that I think we should be more formal on the program. That's why I'm wearing a dinner jacket.
Well, that's not a dinner jacket.
I'm going to eat dinner in it. Now, Peg, how about us doing that big duet that we had scheduled for an opener?
I am ready.
Then we're away. John Scott, if you have You Was There on the racks, please drop a downbeat, huh? Get those boys blowing and playing and stroking and swinging.
If you were to ask me who the sweetest one I knew was, I'd say you was.
This is big news and I love it. If you were to ask me who my favorite point of view was, I'd say you was.
When you're not near, my heart is inclined to waste away.
Ah, but when you're here, the funny part is my heart is a spherical, lyrical miracle all the day.
If you were to ask me who the apple of my eye was,
I'd say I was. If you were to ask me who my sweet potato pie was,
I'd say I was.
And you'd be 100% right. Give this girl 1875.
Supposing you paid a visit to a certain preacher.
Supposing you overheard me practicing I do. And you were to ask me who the bride and groom to be was,
I'd say we was,
me and you.
I've got a heart that hollers when you're not close to me.
But when you're near, it sort of follows there isn't a lovelier heaven, a bubblier place to be. If I were to ask you who the girl I'd glorify was,
I'd say I was.
Here now, up it. What kind of talk is this here now?
If I were to ask you who the bow I'd like to tie was,
I'd say I was.
Suppose Supposing you heard that I was shopping for a trousseau.
We are progressing. Supposing I brought you something old and something new. And you were to ask me who the bride and groom to be was, I'd say we was
me and you. You
was. Who was?
You was.
I was.
We was.
Me and you. That's the nicest thing that ever came out of North Dakota, yeah, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Fargo, North Dakota. Mm-hmm. That's very nice, Peggy and Bing. You was terrific.
Was we?
Oh, yeah, you certainly was.
Anything else on your mind that's terrific, Ken?
Why, yes, as a matter of fact, the Philco 1405, the world's finest table radio phonograph.
They still have some of those left, Ken?
Yeah.
That doesn't speak well for you. I thought you was the world's finest radio salesman.
Yes, but you see, Philco has such a dandy factory, they keep turning them out as fast as I can sell them.
Oh. Then why don't you stop talking and they'll stop producing? Oh,
no, no. We can't do that, Bing, until every vacant table in the country has a 1405 on it.
Oh, that day is almost here, Ken. Every place I go, I see 1405s on everybody's tables.
Well, yeah, but you see, the trouble is the furniture manufacturers won't let us rest. As soon as we fill up the tables with Philcos, the furniture people turn out a flock of new tables.
Good heavens, this thing will go on until the whole country's out of wood.
Well, no, you know, Bing, Mother Nature's turning out more and more trees every day.
Timber! Let's have a pitch for Philco ere I paste on my villain's mustache and lash you to a log that's headed for the whirling blades of the sawmill.
Well, luckily, Bing, Mother Nature also keeps turning out more and more people. And for people who want the finest table radio phonograph for their money, the Philco 1405 is a natural. On the level, folks, take a listen to this great table automatic before you buy any radio or phonograph. It gives you the most gorgeous, realistic tone you ever heard from a table model, with quality as fine as that of big consoles costing $200 and more. And there's a reason. This Philco 1405 has a special tone chamber, brand new in a table model, and completely enclosed for full performance. Man, that's real news. Take a listen at your Philco dealer now. You get a two-speed turntable for regular and long-playing records, automatic record changer, plus a sensational radio. Compare it and judge for yourself. Ask for the 1405, the world's finest table radio phonograph, from Philco, the leader.
About 3 weeks ago, I got a big charge out of seeing a bright satchel-mouthed face beaming at the world from the cover of Time magazine, face of one of my best friends. The accompanying article gave Americans a chance to dig the fabulous facts in the life story of an all-time great among the giants of jazz. Tonight, I'm just popping with pride to give a friendly five to the most sensational horn of them all, Louis Satchmo Armstrong.
Yes. Louis,
I want to tell you it's fine as wine in the summertime to have you with us.
I'm pleasurated, Pops.
I wish you could see the grin on this man's face, folks. When you smile, Louis, you look like the Grand Canyon with teeth.
I know it. I'm probably the only trumpet man in the whole world who can blow from either end of a horn.
Well, certainly no matter which end of the horn you work on, Louis, it always comes out sweet as a nut. Tell me, how do you manage to hit those crisp, clear, clean notes?
Well, it's easy, Pops. Every night I dip my trumpet in did.
In did? What's that, did?
Yeah, did's the stuff that's already done what does is gonna try to do.
Louis, you know, that might help me. I better try gargling with that stuff someday.
Don't you do anything to that voice of yours.
No.
Papa Bing, your road to success has been paved with the gravel therefrom.
Amen, I'll say to you. Well, Louis, I do want to congratulate you, seriously, on getting your picture on the cover of Time. That's really something.
Thanks, Mr. C. And if I remember correctly, didn't you get your face on Time?
Yes, but I haven't been keeping up the payments lately.
Look out, boss.
How'd you feel that great day when you first went to work on a riverboat for $55 a week?
I was scared to death, man.
Scared to death of what?
Yeah, well, I didn't think there was that much money in the world. I figured the U.S. Treasury was going to run out of that happy green any minute.
You don't have to worry about that, Louie. They got printing presses down in Washington that can turn out money faster than we can send it back to them.
Well, Bing, even round-trip money is good. It's fun feeling it. You know? They dug it.
To coin an expression, don't stand around here yakking with you is like the old times, isn't it?
It sure is.
Remember all the fun we had making pictures together, Louie?
Yes, sir. How about that Pennies from Heaven and Boy to the Blues?
When the skeleton in that closet rattled his bones.
Yeah, man.
You know, we ought to do another picture together, Louie.
Well, I'd like to, Bing, but I don't think I should.
Why not?
Well, I don't like to cut in on Mr. Fitzgerald.
Oh, we'd move over for you. We'd make room. Hey, Louie, what do you say we get Brother Teagarden and Brother Venuti up here and let the people hear the truth, huh?
Well, that's a good idea, Mr. Bing.
Mm-hmm. Jack and Joe have just come forward now with trombone and fiddle. We shall begin at the beginning. Hiya, Jack.
Hi, Bing.
You're looking fine, better than the days when we were living in the Penn drugstore window.
All those were happy days, though, Bing.
Yeah, remember the morning we woke up that one morning, someone had taken our shoes and stockings off and we were modeling Blue Jay corn plastic.
Yeah, but no one took off the shoes. If you'll recall, we didn't have anything.
Must have had shoes, Jack. What did we lace every morning?
Our toes.
Here now. That's right. Well, we just did that to keep up our morale. I see Mr. Venuti's here. He's all rosined up. Crowd right in, Joe, huh?
Well, say, Joe, do you still sleep on that spaghetti mattress?
Sure. I got it wired like an electric blanket now.
Makes it nice. Well, I can grab a little midnight snack, huh? Say, Louie, how about you and Jack and Joel starting out with something? What do you got there?
Well, okay, how about jumping a little Panama?
Panama?
There, let's get some chops there.
You
got
chops
there.
Everybody hold on to their seats. Okay. Hold on to your hats, man, your programs, and the person next to you, because we may not come down till Friday. I don't know. You got your horn, Louie?
Yeah, I'm ready now.
Beat it off, somebody.
Okay,
this is that. Panama. This comes on.
Look out, man. One, two.
Oh, man. That version of Panama may set the government back a pretty penny. The canal might be in sections by now. Say, Louis, how about floating down that lazy river?
I'd love to do that.
Do it right in here, huh? That's fine.
Up the lazy river, where the old mill run. Up the lazy river, with the noonday sun. Licking the shade of a kind of tree. Bubba doo 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 doo. You river, oh, you dog river. Come on in with that trombone, Mr. Jackson.
I just happened to think while I know another famous lazy.
Lazy
Bone.
Oh, lazy.
I'll sing it if you do the mugging.
Yeah, man.
You do the mugging? Yeah. Move right up here. Jack. Oh, that's so pretty. Play it again, Jack.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd like to be alone. Oh, lazy bone, sleeping in the sun.
Say it, Baba.
How do you expect to get your day's work done?
Now, I never expect to get no day's work done.
You're not contemplating it at all, I guess.
I'm concentrating on sleeping in the noonday sun.
All lazy bone,
yes, sir.
Sleeping in the shade.
Now you're swinging.
How do you ever expect to get that cornmeal made?
Now, Mr. Bing, I just don't want no cornmeal made.
What is your touch? Tell me.
Because from morning to night, you catch me sleeping in that good old shade.
Why, when taters need spraying?
Yeah.
I'll bet you keep praying.
Yeah, I always pray.
That the bugs just fall off of the vine.
Sing it, Papa, sing it.
And when you go fishing, if you do go fishing, which
sometimes,
I missed out
5 years ago,
I bet you keep wishing that the fish don't take no grabs at your line.
Papa to say,
lazy bones.
Yes.
Loafing through the day.
So sounds good to me.
I expect it. You ain't gonna make a filthy dime that way. No, you're not.
No, I never ever expect to make a dime that way, Mr. Bean. Cause
never hear the word I say.
Oh, yeah!
Well, while everybody's laying down, everybody's stretched out, including the two vocalists. I think we'd better drag in that old rocking chair and tilt it to and fro, huh, Jack?
Old rocking chair's got me blood.
Old rocking chair got your father.
Ain't by my side.
And you came by your side.
Fetch me a drink of water.
Now you know you don't want no water, Father.
Tan your hide.
You gonna tan my hide.
Can't get from this cabin, oh cabin.
What cabin choking, Father? No.
Ain't going nowhere.
You ain't going nowhere, love.
Just sitting here grabbing at the flies round my rocking chair.
Rocking chair, love.
Do you remember dear old Aunt Harriet?
I remember Aunt Harriet.
How long in heaven she be?
About a year and a half, I think.
Send me a sweet chariot.
Oh, chariot.
For the end of the trouble I see.
My sweet chariot.
Oh, rocking chair's got me love, got me love.
Oh, rocking chair got your father.
And the judgment day is creeping up on me.
Tell them about it, Father.
To my old rocking chair. Oh, rocking chair, rocking chair.
That really sends me. And folks, if you go for jam sessions on radio or records, we'd like to send you right down to your Philco dealer. You got to go for that real gone quality, the sensational tone and performance that Philco engineers have built into the new 1949 Philco consoles. These fine radio phonographs have everything, but everything for luxurious listening. Now you take FM, for instance. The Philco laboratories have just introduced a new super-sensitive FM system. It's a brand new advance, a real boon, especially to you folks who live out on the edge of good FM reception, because its extra sensitivity gives you FM listening you can really depend on. And you can say that again for recorded music. These two-speed Philco phonographs with automatic record changer set a new standard of performance from both long-playing and conventional records. Get a free demonstration at your Philco dealer now. And for the number one radio phonograph at your house, get a Philco, famous for quality the world over.
An Irish song for St. Patrick's Day, and particularly for the distinguished group at the opening of Glenn McCarthy's stylish Shamrock Hotel in Houston, Texas.
If you ever go across the sea to Ireland, then maybe at the closing of your day, you will sit and watch the moon rise over Cladagh. And watch the sun go down on Galway Bay. And the strangers came and tried to teach us their way. They scorned us just for being what we are. But they might as well go chasing after moonbeams, or light a penny candle from a star. if there's gonna be a life hereafter. And somehow I'm sure there's gonna be. I will ask my God to let me make my heaven in that dear land across the Irish Sea.
Well, that about brings this mash bubbling to the brim. I'd like to tilt my skimmer, though, to Miss Peggy Lee for buzzing up from Tinselville. Think that's nice, Tinselville?
That's very nice.
To be with us tonight.
Well, it was a crock full of kicks for me, Bing. I really enjoyed hearing the mellow members of the Society of Hot.
Oh, yes, Le Jazz Hot. How about that? Those lads really lay a limp largo on the line, don't they?
We're just warming up, Mr. Bing. You ought to be around here about 4 in the morning.
Oh, no, no. That's way past my bedtime, Louie.
What's the matter with you, Bing? Have the ears squared you off?
No, they just softened me up. I got to get home early and hit the hay. I'm just a mess in the morning. Now, Jack, I want to thank you and Louie for busting in with your horns, and I want to wish you good luck to you on your stand at the Flamingo Hotel in Las Vegas.
That's, you know that big flamingo bird that on top of the hotel there?
Yes, I seen it.
Well, we're going to blow the feathers off of that thing. And we're going to finish it and going to look like a big plucked duck when we get through it.
Wait. Let him live for that a while.
And if we get real hot, we'll roast it till the juice runs down and pools up in the patio.
I may drop by in my gravy boat. Say, Venuti still here, Joe?
Yeah, Bing.
Joe, where's your small, stylish combination holding forth these nights?
My band is at Sims Cafe in Ocean Park.
Oh, what a program we have. We take you from the desert to the beach, just like that. Boom, boom.
Where are you appearing, Bing?
I'm appearing at the Paramount Studios in Hollywood.
Are you making a picture, or are you singing in the studio restaurant?
I'm doing both. I forgot to read the small print in my contract.
Who's going to be with you next week, Peggy?
Next week, Peggy, Broadway's favorite daughter, marvelous Ethel Merman, joins us here in California.
Well, that I have to hear.
Oh, don't miss her. She really comes on. Thanks again to all of you. And now, folks, there's a reminder here that the 1949 sale of Easter Seals begins this week. If you'd like to help a crippled child walk, help a crippled kid become a useful, happy citizen, buy Easter Seals. Easter Seals for crippled children. Thank you very much. Thank you, Peter.
This program was produced and transcribed in San Francisco by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week and hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Mayors, and Bing's guest, Ethel Merman. And remember, keep your eye on your Philco dealer now for the greatest values in radio phonographs from Philco, the leader. Is the Kraft Music Hall, produced and transcribed in Hollywood, starring Al Jolson, with Oscar Levant, Lou Bring, and his orchestra, and our guests, the King of the Cowboys, Roy Rogers, and his queen, Dale Evans.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April showers, come
along. Yes, folks, this is Al Jolson of the Kraft Music Hall. And no matter where you're listening from or what time it is, I'm singing at sundown. Okay, Lou, let's have it. Every little breeze is sighing of love and dying at sundown. Every little bird is resting and feather nesting at sundown. Each little rosebud is sleeping while shadows are creeping. In a little cottage cozy, the world is rosy at sundown. Where a loving smile will greet me and always meet me at sundown. I seem to sigh, I'm in heaven. When night is falling, love is calling me home. Little rosebud is sleeping while shadows are creeping. In a little cottage cozy, the world is rosy at sundown. Where a loving smile greet me and always meet me at sundown. I seem to sigh, I'm in heaven. When night is falling and love is calling me home.
I enjoyed it very much.
Thanks, Ken. Say, by the way, Kenneth, I'd like to ask you something.
Yeah?
Do you read movie magazines?
Well, only when I go to my dentist's office.
Dentists have such old magazines in their waiting room.
Yeah.
The newest one my dentist has shows a picture of Rin Tin Tin chasing Helen Twelve Trees through the snow.
Well, I was reading the current Movie Life magazine. It's got a lot of pictures of you and Larry Parks taken in the Kraft Music Hall.
Did you fellas see my picture in Look magazine?
No, I didn't, Oscar. My baby got a hold of a copy of Look and spilled his pablum all over the page with your picture.
He's the first critic I've had who wore a diaper.
I'm really surprised the kid did it. I taught him to spill it on Crosby's picture. By the way, Oscar, I also read that you're going to give a dinner party, but I feel a little bad. I didn't get an invitation. How come?
Well, actually, Al, I was going to invite you. I didn't, because it's a surprise party.
Oh? Who's the surprise party for?
Me.
But, Oscar, if you're throwing a party for yourself, you won't be surprised.
Yes, I will. I gave myself the wrong address.
You're crazy. All the parties I've attended have wonderful hors d'oeuvres. Tell me, Samosky, what kind of hors d'oeuvres are you going to have?
Cocktail sausages on toothpicks.
Oh, I hate those. It's so tough to pick your teeth with a little sausage at the end of your toothpick.
Well, I hope you'll enjoy yourself, Al, but most of my guests will be famous people, like Yasha Heifetz, Yehudi Menuhin, and Arthur Rubinstein.
Heifetz, Menuhin, Rubinstein, Oscar, they're my pals. Well, I knew them before they became disc jockeys.
On second thought, Al, maybe you shouldn't come.
Very well, Oscar. Go ahead and play your piano while I telephone a friend of mine.
What friend?
Oh, Zaya Turby.
Gee, Al, that reminds me. I'm having a party tonight. You've got to come.
Well, if you're going to beg me, I'll come. Go ahead, Oscar. Make the elephants happy and tickle their ivory.
Thank you.
Just because a food is extra nutritious doesn't mean it has to be dull. Oh, no, ma'am. Take Kraft's famous cheese food, Velveeta, for instance. Now, Velveeta's swell tasting, but really nourishing, too. When you spread or slice Velveeta for sandwiches, remember that that golden goodness is rich in protein, high-quality, complete protein from milk. And this grand cheese food helps supply important milk minerals and food energy, riboflavin and vitamin A, too. What's more, rich-tasting Velveeta is digestible as milk itself. All this you get in that rich yet mild cheddar cheese flavor the whole family goes for. So get plenty of Velveeta, the 2-pound loaf, for snacks, for sandwiches, and for hot dishes, too, because nutritious Velveeta melts so beautifully. Get some tomorrow. Genuine Velveeta, made only by Kraft.
Sure, I love the dear silver that shines in your hair.
Oscar, do you know what day this is?
Unless there's a leak in my hourglass, it's Thursday.
I'll give you a hint. Sure, and it's a fine day today. And I'm going to have me high plug hat and me cutaway coat. And I'll soon be walking down the main stem with me father shillelagh in me hand. Sure, and I will. That and I will.
How did you get out of Allen's Alley?
Oscar, me boy, this is St. Patrick's Day, and every good Irishman is celebrating.
But Al, since when have you been an Irishman?
Since Vanny asks me. Why, Oscar, me go soon? I'll have you know, I'm as Irish as Paddy's pig.
If I had a pig to talk like that, I'd eat it.
Now, tell me, boy, do you think there's something wrong with me brogue?
Sounds like they sprayed some borscht on Morton Downey. Al, why don't you stop with this Irish stuff?
Oscar, I'll have you know that when I entertained the boys in Ireland during the war, I kissed the Blarney Stone. Now, you know that's supposed to make you able to flatter people.
Did it really work?
Sure. The very next day, I started saying nicer things about myself. And now here's a fine song I got from the old sod. When I sing it, all the colleens cry with joy. Their pretty green eyes light up. They have hopes in their hearts, 'cause they think I'm singing to them. And begotta, I am.
When Irish eyes are a-smiling, sure it's like a morning spring. In the lilt of Irish laughter, you can hear the angels sing. When Irish hearts are happy, all of the world seems bright and gay. And when Irish eyes are a smiling, sure they'll steal your heart away.
Now, who in the world is this? The clothes look like Gene Autry, but the voice sounds like Bing Crosby.
You're wrong, partner. I'm Roy Rogers.
Gee, Roy, I'm sorry. I guess I didn't recognize you without Trigger under you.
It happens all the time. All the time it happens. Without Trigger, Roy Rogers is just like Al Jolson without Larry Parks.
Well, I refuse to get in an argument with a man who wears a gun on each hip.
Oh, don't worry, Al. I only use the guns for target practice.
Yeah?
I used to shoot a half a dollar out of my brother's fingers at 50 paces. But I don't even do that anymore.
What happened? Did you run out of half dollars?
No, my brother ran out of fingers.
Roy, I've seen you with a lot of Western outfits. But honestly, what you're wearing tonight takes the prize.
If you want to see something really nice,
yeah.
Look at these cowboy boots.
Oh, they're pretty.
They're worth $500.
$500?
Of course, I only paid 75 cents for these.
75 cents?
Mm-hmm.
How'd you get them so cheap?
Well, I got them from a guy who died with his boots on, and, well, he was in no condition to bargain.
Well, I wish I had an excuse to wear an outfit like that.
Al, I don't think you're the cowboy type.
I don't know, Roy. I've had some pretty tough hombres in my family. You probably heard of my grandfather.
What was his name?
Yippee-ki-yay-ki-yolson. Well, let me tell you something, Roy Rogers. Talk about my grandpappy. Dad was a real Western killer.
I never heard of him. Did he ever really kill a man?
Did he? He had 10 notches in his head.
No, Al, you mean 10 notches in his gun.
No, his head was easier to notch.
I guess you aren't as good a shot as your grandfather.
Oh, yes, I am. I practice shooting 4 hours a day.
You do?
Sure. How do you think they get those holes in Kraft's Swiss cheese? I nearly got that one up all right.
Well, Al, if you can shoot, I see no reason why you couldn't become a singing cowboy on the screen.
Me become a cowboy in the movies? Gosh, I'd like that. It'd give me a chance to ride my Hudson pony.
Well, wait a minute. Why in the world do you call him a Hudson pony?
Well, because he's so sway back, you have to step down to get on him.
Al, a Western picture with you in it would really be great box office.
I was thinking of that.
Right after you bring out Jolson Sings Again, you could make a sequel. Jolson Rides Again.
But, Roy, look, a good Western picture always has a beautiful gal to be rescued. Now, where can I get me a pretty girl who isn't afraid of horses?
Well, there's always me.
Oh, Al, this is my leading lady, Dale Evans.
Hi.
Say, Dale, how about you appearing with me in a Western?
Oh? Well, say, I'd have to think that over, Al.
Oh, I see. Afraid of horses, huh?
No, afraid of wolves.
Say, Al, how about all three of us working together in your Western?
Well, that's a good idea, Roy. Now, tell me something. How will this picture open?
Well, sir, maybe the first thing you see is a long shot of the prairie. And riding along together singing a song is Dale and myself.
Hmm. The picture's just starting. He's already got the girl. Fine chance.
I want some black-eyed peas. I want some mustard greens. I want some corn pone on the side. I want my chicken fried with a golden heart. Ah! San Antonio, now don't you say I'm silly, 'cause I like my chili all over my scrambled eggs. I want to go to Dallas, see my cousin Alice. Ah! San Antonio, I never was meant for the city, and I don't like it one little bit. I know a place that's dandy by the Rio Grande, just across from Mexico. I want an enchilada and a big tostada. San Antonio.
I know a gal named Anna, lives in Texarkana, loves a boy in Arkansas. But when they take a ride, it's on the Texas side. Ah! San Antonio. I want a great big moon, a great big Texas moon, where the night is light as day. I want a feller too, a big buckaroo. Ah! San Antonio.
To me this place is strange. You'll take me to the range where the blue, blue bonnets grow.
Give me a gal that's true.
Give me a buckaroo.
That was mighty good deal, and Roy, mighty good.
Say, Al, what's this cowboy doing here? Are you buying your meat direct now?
Oscar, this is Roy Rogers.
I've always wanted to meet you, Rogers. Since my kids started going to your pictures, I get roped, thrown, and branded every morning.
Well, I imagine it's all in fun, Oscar.
Fun nothing. I can't wear a bathing suit anymore because my lazy bar X shows.
Now, look. Oscar, don't blame Roy Rogers and be careful how you're talking because he's pretty rough.
Don't worry, I won't get into a fight. My father told me never to hit a woman or a man wearing high heels.
Al, this critter's suffering from hoof and mouth disease.
Now, look, boys, please, this can only lead to gunplay. Oscar, look, Roy wants me to make a Western picture.
That's a wonderful idea. It could open with you as a small boy coming west in a covered wagon.
Right.
It'll be the real Jolson story.
Don't you think that sort of a story would be a little expensive to make? You'd have to hire 1,000 Indians.
Well, maybe we could hire half-breeds and get 50% off.
Any chance of my being in the picture?
Yes. Did you ever ride a horse, Levant?
No, I got these legs from the piano bench.
Well, Al, let's try Levant. Suppose we do a Western scene and Oscar's the piano player in a Main Street barroom of a small cattle town called Hangman Stretch, huh? You, Jolson, are a shady character known as Buffalo Asa. Now, I'm standing in the bar listening to Oscar's music. Gee, Levant, that sure is mighty pretty music.
Yeah, I might have been a musician if I hadn't have come west. You know I...
Levant! Fall down, you're dead.
You mean that's all the part I have?
Sure. Sure, that's all the part you have. Now I've got to find out who killed you.
That's easy. Jolson did it. He doesn't want me in the picture.
Well, drop dead, Saul. Have a case. Hey, here comes that cattle thief and killer now. Well, if it ain't Buffalo Asa.
Yep.
In town for long?
Yep.
I guess you know I'm looking for a killer.
Yep.
Where you been hiding out for the last month? Well?
Please reword your question. All I can say is yep.
Did you do the shooting?
Nope.
I thought all you said you could say was yep.
I've been studying.
Sheriff, what's the fella you looking for done?
He shot two men, robbed a stagecoach, set fire to a bank, blew up a train.
I mean, what's he done wrong?
Oh, it's no use, Jolson. You can't play this kind of a part, and you certainly couldn't be a cattle rustler. You don't even know what a cow looks like.
Well, that's not so, Roy. Right out on a ranch near my home, I trained a cow to do its own milking.
Well, that I just can't believe. How could you possibly get a cow to do its own milking?
Well, she was nervous at first, but after a while, she got a grip on herself.
Hey, listen, let's try a new Western scene, but be tougher this time,
tougher.
Al. Now, you come riding into town to see the girl and, well, we both love.
Yeah.
Oh, Dale.
Yes, Roy.
Dale, you're the girl in this love story, and this Jolson, he's the bad man.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, Al, now be really tough.
I'm wild and woolly and full of fleas, but I ain't been curried below the knees. Hello, honey.
Buffalo Asa, what are you doing in town? Don't you know there's a price on your head?
I had to see you, honey. Because I'm mighty fond of you.
Oh, but Buffalo Sheriff Rogers is on his way over, and he's sworn he'll get you.
Don't worry, girl. I'm not afraid of him. I'm tough.
You are.
Why, I'd fight a rattlesnake and give it first bite.
Oh, darling, you're a brave man, and I'm awfully fond of you. But, Buffalo, I think the time has come for me to give you back your ring.
Give me back my ring.
Mm-hmm.
The ring I put on your finger as a symbol of love?
Yes.
The ring that shows what you mean to me? Why are you giving it back to me, gal?
The jeweler recognized it as the one you stole from him.
You can't trust nobody nowadays. But, honey, I'll prove my love for you. I'll stop robbing banks. I'll just rob trains. The small electric type.
No, no, Buffalo, it's better that we part. I think I'm going to marry Sheriff Rogers.
Marry Sheriff Rogers? No, Gail. Let me take you away on my ranch.
Buffalo, I didn't know you had a ranch. What's it called?
Barney from CBS Studios.
Buffalo, I got you covered. I'm not wasting any time. I'm going to take you out and hang you from a tree.
Sheriff, you wouldn't hang me.
Yes, I would, but I'm a fair man. I'm going to let you choose the limb you want to be hung from.
Could you make it one of Ava Gardner's?
Buffalo, you'll be making a horrible mistake. Please.
Why, Dale? You mean you're in love with him?
Oh, no, Sheriff, but you mustn't hang him because he's your brother.
Wait a minute. I'm Sheriff Rogers' brother?
Yes, Buffalo. I learned this secret from an old Indian squaw.
No.
Yes. The Indians stole you from your parents when you were a baby. They tried to bring you back, but your father, he drove them away.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Just a minute. Now, I don't believe this story. My mother's picture's in this locket right around my neck.
And my mother's picture's in this locket around my neck.
Well, open them up, and we'll know for sure.
All right. Here it is. Let's see your locket, Buffalo. Why, it's the same woman.
Yes, to think that both of us are the sons of Sophie Tucker.
Now that Lanta's here, it takes some extra fancy menu platting to keep the folks happy. Of course, if you know about Kraft's famous cheese food, Velveeta, that should be easy. Velveeta gives you such a wide variety of wonderful main dishes. For instance, a velvet smooth cheese sauce that's perfect with eggs or fish or any seafood. And it's so easy to make that golden Velveeta sauce. Just melt 1/2 pound of Velveeta in the top of your double boiler. Then stir in 1/4 cup of milk. And presto, a grand tasting cheese sauce that's nutritious too. Yes, smooth melting Velveeta is rich in muscle building protein. High quality, complete protein. The kind you expect from a main dish. And good with a rich yet mild cheddar cheese flavor all the folks like. It's smart to get the 2-pound Velveeta loaf when you buy, so you'll have plenty for snacks and sandwiches as well as for Lenten main dishes. Just be sure you get the quality cheese food made by Kraft. Genuine Velveeta.
Folks, once a vaudeville actor named Harry Carroll heard a tune that Chopin cooked up over 100 years ago. So he put some words to it, and out came the name of my next song. I think you all know it as well as I do. Yes, sir. I'm Always Chasing Rainbows by Harry Carroll and Fred Chopin. I'm always chasing rainbows, watching clouds drifting by. My schemes are just like all my dreams, ending in the sky. Some fellas search and find the sunshine. I always look and find the rain. Some people make a winning sometime. I never even make a gain. Believe me, I'm
always chasing rainbows, searching to find a little bluebird in there.
Good night, everybody.
Roy Rogers and Dale Evans are soon to be seen in Republic Pictures' Susanna Pass, and can be heard on their own program each week, sponsored by Quaker Oats. Tune in again next Thursday to the Kraft Music Hall, starring Al Jolson, with Oscar Levant, Lou Brigney's orchestra, and our guest, George Jessen. This is Ken Carpenter saying goodnight. Be sure to stay tuned to Dorothy Lamour and her guests on the Seal Test Variety Show, which follows immediately over most of these stations.
Great heavens, there's the chime. Already it's dinner time.
I want my meal, and quick, if you please.
Okay, my master. We'll have macaroni and cheese.
There's a smart girl. She knows about Kraft Dinner.
You bet I do. Kraft Dinner gives me tender macaroni.
With swell cheese flavor through and through.
And it's ready in 7 minutes cooking time.
Yes, just 7 minutes cooking time, and Kraft Dinner gives you wonderful macaroni and cheese. A thrifty main dish that costs just a few cents a serving. A perfect main dish for Lent. Get some tomorrow. Ask for a box of Kraft Dinner. And be sure to listen to the Kraft Music Hall again next Thursday.
The preceding program was transcribed. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
Eileen Wilson and your host, Gordon McRae. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is arranged and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Yes, tonight another great musical success is brought to you by the American Railroad, the same railroads that also bring you most of the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and all the other things you use in your daily life. And now, here is Gordon McRae.
Thank you and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, our show tonight is the work of two men who wrote such recent hits as Oklahoma, Carousel, and Allegro, Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein II. Yes, the Association of American Railroads brings you the 20th Century Fox Technicolor production, State Fair.
Our State Fair is a great state fair. Don't miss it, don't even delay.
Appearing in our version of this award-winning motion picture is a young lady with whom I've had the pleasure of making many popular recordings, lovely Jo Stafford. Jo plays the part of the girl I fall in love with, while another lovely young lady, Miss Eileen Wilson, plays my sister. For myself, well, I play Wayne, a typical American boy on a typical American farm in Iowa. Hearts are light and hopes are high as we prepare for that great American institution, the State Fair.
It's a grand night for singing. The moon is riding high, and somewhere a bird is singing his heart at the sky. Oh, hey, yes, Perkoff.
Oh, Wayne, go away and don't bother me.
Oh, come on. We're leaving for the State Fair tonight. This is no time to be loitering around in a porch swing moping.
I'm not moping.
Well, the least you could do is go in and help Mom with her mincemeat and pickles.
Pickles? I always thought State Fairs meant fun and romance. But all it means to this family is mincemeat, pickles, and hogs.
Hey, you better not let Dad hear you talking about Blue Boy as though we were an ordinary hog. Remember, we have a champion Hampshire boar in the family.
All right, so he's a boar. And so is this whole business. I only hope this year something different will happen, or I can meet someone new for a change.
Hey, this isn't like you, sis. Come on, tell me, what's the matter?
I don't know, Wayne. I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I have spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I'm starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? I keep wishing I were somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never heard from a man I've yet to meet. I'm as dizzy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. It might as well be
free. Well, it sounds like you need sulfur and molasses, Margie. Come on now, snap out of it. Boy, what a fair this is going to be. I've planned everything Eleanor and I are going to do for the whole 3 days.
You can afford to be happy. Your girlfriend's going along.
Yeah. Too bad Harry can't make it.
Harry, that's square. You know what he spent all last evening telling me about? The farm we're going to live on after I marry him, if I ever do. Everything modern, scientific irrigation, electric milking, no horses, just tractors.
Well, that's not the type of thing you want at all, is it, Sid?
You haven't heard the worst. He wants to tear down that sweet old farmhouse and put up a prefabricated one. Linoleum on every floor.
Oh, every room a bathroom, eh? That'll be just ducky for you, won't it? In your air-conditioned patent leather farmhouse, on your ultra-modern scientific farm, you'll live in a streamlined heaven, and you'll waste no time on charm. No geraniums to clutter your veranda, nor a single little sentimental thing. No Virginia creepers, nothing useless.
Oh, Wayne, I'm so unhappy.
Telephone for you, Wayne. It's Eleanor. Sounds urgent.
Coming, Dad.
I'll be back in a minute, sis.
I keep wishing I were somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never heard from a man I'd yet to be. He would be a kind of handsome combination of Ronald Coleman, Charles Boyer, and Bing.
Margie, my dear little Margie, I make the world a ruby for your fingering and say, I love you, I love you, I love you.
What?
My darling, Margie, my cherie, you are beautiful.
And we feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring.
Doggone it. Fine state
fair this is going to be.
Why, Wayne, what's the matter?
Oh, they had to call the doctor for Eleanor's mother last night. She can't go to the fair with her.
I'm sorry, Wayne.
Oh, Kevin.
What is it, Mother?
Come along. We're off to the fair.
Anything I can do to help you, Mother?
Not a thing, dear. Thank you.
Anybody know where Dad went?
The moment we arrived, he went over to the swine pavilion with Blue Boy. That's probably where he'll be till it's time to leave.
Are you sure we can't help you with the trailer, Mom?
No, dear. You and Margie run down to the Midway and enjoy yourself. Just get back in time for dinner.
Okay. Come on, Margie.
Bye, Mom.
What do we do next, Wayne? Want to ride the roller coaster?
No, I think I'll just walk around the Midway. You don't mind riding alone, do you?
Of course not. See you back at the trailer.
Okay. Be sure to hang on when it dips.
Don't worry.
All right, folks. It's the biggest thrill on the Midway. A hair-raising ride on the Big Dipper. Only 10 cents, a tenth part of a dollar. Here I go. Watch that happy group get the thrill of their ride. Up they go.
Oh, look at that dip.
Kill yourself?
Oh, I'm sorry. That big dip frightened me.
Well, brace yourself. Here comes another.
Oh.
You know, if you're going to keep hugging me like this, the least I can do is introduce myself. I'm Pat Gilbert.
I'm Margie Frake, and I'm really not hugging you.
Well, of course, I could be wrong. Here's the tunnel. It's nearly over. Want to go around again?
No, thanks. I better not. Goodbye, and thank you.
Hey, Margie. Feel safer down here?
Oh, I thought you...
Changed my mind. When you walked away, I watched the way your hair bounced up and down. Kind of cute-like. And, well, here I am.
But I don't know you. All you know about me is that my hair bounces when I walk. Everybody's hair bounces.
Mine doesn't. Suppose there's anything wrong in me walking you back to the campgrounds while we figure out if there's something we do have in common?
No, nothing wrong, but...
Then what are we waiting for? It ought to be fun finding out what we're like. Or it might be dull.
What do we do if it's dull?
Well, one of us just says, let's break it up. That's the end. No hard feelings.
Agreed.
Here we go.
Well, let's find out about you first. What do you do? Work here at the fair?
Not exactly. I'm covering the fair for my newspaper, the Des Moines Register. Not the greatest job in the world right now, but my boss has promised me a chance to go to Chicago and do a column of my own when he thinks I'm ready. I'll be big time someday.
I'm sure you will. I guess I'd better go the rest of the way alone.
Yeah. I might be a little hard to explain to your folks. Well, shall I see you again? Or do you want to say, let's break it up?
Oh, no. I mean, do you?
Don't worry about me. Anytime I want to break it up, you'll know it. I just won't be there. See you tonight?
All right, unless my brother is lonesome and wants me to go with him.
Yeah, like another frozen custard, Emily?
Oh, no, thank you, Wayne. I have to go to work now. I sing with Tommy Thomas Sand over at the dance pavilion.
You're a singer?
I hope so. Well, that's nothing so awful, is it?
I look to you like a dumb country yokel who flirted with an actress.
Oh, you're wrong, Wayne. When you travel all the time and never see a familiar face, it gets very lonely. Before he spoke to me, I felt lost there on the Midway. Everyone was laughing and having such fun with their friends, but I was a stranger. And you said hello, and I had a friend, too.
Well, I watched you for a long while before I finally got the nerve to speak.
I know. I thought you'd never get the nerve. Just think, if your sweetheart back home had been able to come to the fair, we'd never have met.
Oh, Eleanor isn't really my girl. Just that we've been thrown together ever since we were kids. We just grew up together, that's all. Nothing at all like...
Like what?
Like when...
I saw you standing in the sun, and you were something to see. I know what I like, and I like what I saw, and I said to myself, that's for me. A lovely morning, I remarked,
and I was quick to agree.
You wanted to talk, and I nodded my head as I breathlessly said, that's for me.
I left you standing under stars. The day's adventures are through. There's nothing for me but the dream in my heart.
And the dream in my heart, that's for you.
Oh, my darling, that's for you.
I saw you standing in the sun, and you had something to see.
And I liked what I saw, and I said to myself, that's
a lovely morning, I remarked, and you were quick to agree.
You wanted to walk, and I nodded my head as I
I left you standing under stars. The day's adventures are through.
There's nothing for me but the dream in my heart.
And the dream in my heart.
While we are listening to this pleasant story, second act of State Fair, starring Joe Stafford, Eileen Wilson, and your host, Gordon McRae.
Our State Fair is a great State Fair. Don't miss it, don't even delay.
Hi, sis. Have a good time this afternoon?
Wonderful. What about you?
Oh, it couldn't have been better. Swell fair this year, huh?
Yeah, swell. Here's the soap. You better wash. Dinner's almost ready.
Okay, thanks.
You going back to the Midway this evening?
Yep. I want to see a fella I met this afternoon. You don't mind?
Oh, no. I have a date, too, with a girl I met.
Well... I saw you standing in the sun, and you were something to see. I know that I like what I saw, and I said to myself,
you two sound as if you had a wonderful time this afternoon.
Hi, Mom.
Well, we sure did.
Terrific. Oh, I wish your father was enjoying himself instead of brooding over that old pig.
Hey, something wrong with Blue Boy?
Oh, your father's worried because Blue Boy insists on lying down in his stall all the time. If you ask me, he's just exhausted from the trip.
I hope that's all it is. There'll be no living with Father if Blue Boy doesn't win the grand prize.
He'll be all right for the judging tomorrow. The thing I'm happiest about is the way you two perked up.
Well, I guess it's a fair, Mom. So many people laughing and enjoying themselves, it's only natural for some of it to rub off on Margie and me. Hey, now there's a guy with the right idea.
It's a grand night for singing. The moon is riding high, and somewhere a bird who is bound he'll be heard is throwing his heart at the sky. It's a grand night for singing. The stars are bright above. Earth is aglow, and to add to the show, I think I am falling in love. Falling, falling in love.
Maybe it's more than a moon. Maybe it's more than a bird. Maybe it's more than the sight of the night in a light too lovely for words.
Maybe it's more than the earth, shiny and silvery blue. Maybe the reason I'm feeling this way has something to do with you.
It's a grand night for singing. The world is riding high. And somewhere a bird who is found will be heard is blowing his heart at the sky.
Grand night for singing. The stars are bright above.
The earth is aglow, and to add to the show,
I think I am falling in love.
You forgot about hogs and paid a little attention to your wife. Kept your dinner warm as best I could.
Thanks, Melissa. Where are the kids?
Oh, they've gone to the Midway. How's Blue Boy?
Looking like the finest boar in the state. All that was wrong with that hog was that he was lonesome. Sort of spring feverish.
Now, Abel, I know you get to thinking of Blue Boy almost like a human being. But a hog with spring fever?
Well, it's true, Ma. He just lay there kind of drowsy-like till Hank Purdy brought in his prize sow, Esmeralda.
Oh.
And put her in the stall across from Blue Boy. Well, sir, she oints at him and he oints at her and starts strutting around that stall like the king of the fair.
Oh,
he'll win the grand prize, sure.
Oh, of course he will, Abel. Well, now, help me carry my pickles and mincemeat over to the exhibition hall. Judging's first thing in the morning.
Sure a waste of time. Why don't those judges just come over here and hand you the blue ribbons? No one in the state can touch your pickles and mincemeat.
Oh, Abel. Oh, dear. Do you suppose I did right in letting the children go off to the Midway by themselves?
Oh, they can take care of themselves. I can see the two of them now, throwing darts of balloons, trying to win a Cupid doll.
How do you feel, Bobby Locke?
Scared?
Of course not, Pat. Ferris wheels don't frighten me.
Look at all those ants down there. They think they're people.
Don't they look funny?
Yeah.
Pat, have you heard any more about that job in Chicago?
No, not yet, but I will any day now. Say, tomorrow's the last day of the fair. We'll see each other, won't we?
If you like, right after the judging. Unless you want to say, let's break it up.
Not on your life. I told you I just wouldn't be there if that happened. I'll meet you by the roller coaster, okay?
Okay. Where's the music coming from?
Dance pavilion. Not a bad orchestra. Cute singer, too. But not my type.
I'm glad. Oh.
What's the matter?
That looks like my brother standing there by the bandstand.
Well, you can't prove it by me. From this distance, one ant looks just like another.
Right between the eyes, what a bell, that blow I felt this morning. Fate gave me no warning. Great was my surprise. I saw you standing in the sun, and you were something to see. And I like what I saw, and I said to myself, that's for me. A lovely morning, I remarked, and you were quick to breathe. You wanted to walk, and I nodded my head as I breathlessly. Adventures are true. There's nothing for me but the dream in my heart, and the dream in my heart that's for you. Oh, my darling, that's
Wayne. Gee, I'm afraid this isn't much fun for you, hanging around waiting to catch me between songs.
Well, I don't know of anything else I'd rather be doing. Anyway, we can, can we go somewhere after the show, maybe have something to eat?
Oh, I can't tonight, Wayne. It's Marty's birthday.
Well, who's Marty?
Oh, one of the boys in the band. We're giving him a surprise party. Would you like to come?
Well, I was kind of counting on being alone with you.
I know, I'd like that better, too. But we cooked up this party a week ago, and it's going to be in my rooms at the hotel, and, well, I just can't back out now.
I guess not. I was counting us being alone tonight. There's something I wanted to tell you.
You sound awfully serious, Wayne.
Well, I am serious.
Well, don't frown like that. You look like you'd forgotten all the fun we've had together.
I'm not a girl for sentimental trifles. I never go for the Romeo type. Over a dewy-eyed Juliet, no one has seen me through yet. I don't say our hearts are tied by love's eternal tether, but using words less dignified, isn't it kind of fun to be together? Maybe you'll never be the love of my life. Maybe I'm not the girl of your dreams.
But isn't it kind of fun to look in each other's eyes, swapping romantic dreams?
Maybe I'm not a girl to have and to hold. Maybe you're not a boy who would stay.
But isn't it kind of fun carousing around the town, dancing the nights away? Isn't it kind of fun holding hands,
according to a sweet and corny custom?
Isn't it kind of fun making vows,
admitting that we both intend to fuck soon. Maybe we're out to laughs, a girl and a boy, sitting across the table for two.
But haven't you got a hunch that this is the real McCoy, and all the things we tell each other are true? Isn't it kind of fun holding hands?
According to a sweet and corny custom, isn't it kind of fun making vows?
Admitting that we both intend to bust them. Oh, maybe we're out for laughs, the girl and the boy, getting across the table for two. But haven't you got a hunch that this is the real McCoy, and all the things we tell each other are true?
I don't know if you have that hunch or not, but I certainly do.
Well, it's almost time for my next number. I have to go, really.
Can I see you tomorrow here?
If you like.
Oh, that's well. I'll be here right after the judging in the pavilion.
Ready to announce the judge's decision and make the award.
And they hardly tasted my sour pickles. Those were mine, weren't they?
I'm trying to read the labels. Mrs. Melissa Fake, they were yours, Mother.
Sour pickles. First prize, Mrs. Melissa Fake.
Oh.
You see, Mother, I told you your pickles were the best in the state. And did you see the looks on their faces when they tasted your mincemeat?
Quiet. Quiet, please. I have a special announcement. On rare occasions, the judges award a special plaque for distinguished achievement. Today, they voted this award to a lady who has concocted the most delicious, most succulent and tasty mincemeat ever entered in our state fair. Mrs. Melissa Frank.
Oh!
What I told you?
Mother, the plaque for distinguished achievement.
Oh, I hope they don't expect me to say anything. If they do, I know I'll cry.
Your attention, please. Hampshire Boars Grand Champion class are now about to be judged.
Look at Blue Boy, he's lying down.
He'll lose, sure.
Well, that's the way he acted before they put Esmeralda in the pen next to him.
Get up, Blue Boy.
Come on, Blue Boy, get up.
Look at your poor father.
Oh. The judges are disgusting.
Look. Look, it's Esmeralda. Her class is just next, and she's at the gate of the hall.
Blue Boy's getting up. Look at your father, B.
Quiet. Attention, everyone. I have the honor to announce the winner of the Grand Championship. Number 1494, Blue Boy, owner Abel Gray.
Atta boy, Dad.
Blue Boy, the Grand Champion of Iowa.
Oh, I know all I owe, I owe, I owe. I owe, I owe all I owe, and I know why.
I am Iowa born and bred, and on Iowa corn I'm fed, not to mention her barley, wheat, and rye.
I owe Iowa for her ham, and her beef, and her lamb, and her strawberry jam, and her pie.
I owe Iowa more than I can ever pay, so I think I'll move to California.
Why shame, why shame? You'll be good and got your sorry when you go.
Don't I know?
When you leave your native state, you'll be feeling far from great. You'll be good and got your sorry when you go.
I'm a seed of Iowa grain.
You're a breeze of Iowa blue.
I'm a drop of Iowa rain.
You're a drip of Iowa dew.
Oh, I know all I owe, I owe Iowa. I owe Iowa all I owe, and I know why.
I am Iowa born and bred, and on Iowa corn I'm fed, not to mention her barley, wheat, and rye.
I owe Iowa for her ham, and her beef, and her lamb, and her strawberry jam, and her pie.
Yo! Though I'm owing her more than I can ever pay,
The fact which we mentioned a little while ago, that one person living on the farm of America today... of State Fair, starring Joe Stafford, Eileen Wilson, and your host, Gordon McRae.
Our State Fair is a great State Fair, so visitors don't even delay.
But Emily, all the things we said last night, was that just kidding?
Oh, no, Wayne, it wasn't kidding. But well, we were just two people who met at a fair and...
We fell in love, didn't we?
Well, that's the part of it I didn't bargain for.
Then why go to Chicago with the band tonight? Why can't you meet my father and mother and go home with us tomorrow?
Oh, Wayne, I can't. I should have told you before, but I was afraid to spoil something. It was just too sweet to spoil. Wayne, I have a husband.
You...
He split up a year ago. He never worked. Thought he was his generation's answer to Casanova. I've never looked at another man since. So knowing you made me believe that I had the right to a little happiness, too. Well, there's my number. Please wait for me, Wayne. I'll be right back after this song. Don't go away.
I saw you standing in the sun, and you
I know what I like, and I like what I saw, and I said to myself, you're a dumb country yokel who flirted with an actor.
Wayne?
Huh? Oh, hi, sis. It's getting late. We'd better get back to the trailer. You've seen everything anyway, haven't you?
No, I've been waiting right here by the roller coaster all evening. I had an engagement, I thought.
Oh.
Don't worry about me, Bobby Lux. When I want to break it up, you'll know it. I just won't be there.
Oh, Wayne, take me home.
Melissa? Did the kids seem kind of funny to you? I mean, since we got home from the fair, they act worried.
Oh, tired, perhaps, and let down after the excitement. Isn't that right, children?
What, Mother?
Well, I was telling your father I thought you were let down after the fair.
Yeah, you can say that again.
I never want to see another fair.
All you do is meet a lot of people who play you for a sucker and have some laughs at your expense. From now on, brother, I'm staying here with my kind of people. I'll see you later.
Where are you off to, son?
Well, I thought I'd go see Eleanor. She called and said she was frying some chicken. I won't be home for dinner.
I thought he'd straighten out the minute he heard from Eleanor.
What about you, Margie? Didn't you have a good time at the fair either?
Oh, there's the phone. You answer it, Margie. It's probably Harry for you.
That's what I'm afraid of. Hello?
Hello, Margie. It's Pat.
Pat?
Yeah.
Oh, Pat. Pat, what happened? Why didn't you meet me?
I had to leave town.
Where?
Chicago.
Chicago? Did they give you your own column?
Yeah, came right out of the blue.
Oh, Pat, that's wonderful. How long do you have to stay in Chicago?
I'm not in Chicago.
You're not?
No, I'm right here in town.
You're in town?
Uh-huh. Can I come out to see you?
Oh, of course. Just drive out the North Road and keep going till you see me. And hurry, hurry.
I'm practically there.
Where are you going, dear?
I'll be right back, Mother, with a friend for dinner.
Wayne? Wayne?
Gene!
Hi. What's the matter, sis? You want a ride?
Please. Just part way into town. It's right on your way to Eleanor's.
Sure. Hop in. Well, here we go. You happy, sis?
It's a grand night for singing. The stars are bright above. The earth is a glory to add to the show. I think I am falling in love.
Back in just a moment. Meanwhile, this is your host, Gordon McRae, giving a big vote of thanks to our excellent supporting cast, John Beale, Paula Winslow, Earl Ross, and Paul Freeze, for their prime performances in State Fair.